This is IGN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is IGN.
Company of Heroes 3 Review. Writing this review hurt my feelings. The Company of Heroes series is near and dear to my heart. All three of them are real-time strategy games that cut to the core of the genre, focusing on overarching strategic decisions coupled with tactical troop movements and a battlefield that truly matters. I'm pleased to say that Company of Heroes 3 implements those series fundamentals quite well in a gentle remix that brings the series to diverse theaters of World War II that it hadn't touched yet. What I'm very displeased about is that the ambitious Italian campaign mode is incredibly disappointing. While individual missions and scenarios within the strategic sandbox are strong and even thrilling at times, almost every feature on the strategic map doesn't work, either because it's bugged or because it's such middle-of-the-road game design that it's simply boring. There are actually two single-player campaigns in Company of Heroes 3. The larger one is the Italian campaign, a broad, turn-based strategic mode on a large map of central and southern Italy that has you capture territory town by town, and took me about 25 hours to complete the first time around. It has theoretically complex systems in which your armies, called companies with heroes in them, capture towns and ports using deployable air power and naval fleet movements, and build emplacements to defend territory or provide offensive bonuses in battles. It's all very visually similar to the setup of the Total War series. Actual battles that break out when two companies collide or you invade a town are the high point. They're an exciting mixture of skirmishes with dynamic interjected bonus objectives, shifting modifiers like a fixed force of starting units, or specific enemy troops you need to counter. You might be given a small group of units cut off from the vanguard as it defends a position, or thrown into a normal-looking skirmish where the enemy has a number of extra troops and pre-fortified positions on the map. It's all really fun, and the scenarios are diverse enough that I never got bored with them. It's always an interesting surprise when a column of damaged enemy armor suddenly appears, or a friendly plane goes down and needs rescuing. Of course, there are also fixed missions, a la a traditional RTS campaign, that happen when you attack certain towns or reach specific regions. These might have you command partisans, liberate a POW camp, or play out famous battles like the assault on Anzio and its railway guns. All of those are the good stuff we're accustomed to from Company of Heroes campaigns, barring the somewhat buggy and overblown finale map that seems to be more interested in big booms and making you defend nauseating choke points than anything tactically interesting. Unfortunately, the AI just isn't up to the task of fighting these battles in a convincing manner. To its credit, it sometimes makes what seem to be clever plays with infantry maneuvering, and it does use all the tools available to it, up to and including building assaults and movement through tight areas. Those are the exception, however. And even on the hardest difficulties, the AI is very clearly propped up by artificial bonuses and boosted veterancy levels for its units, rather than fighting any smarter. It's especially disappointing in armored combat, where the AI will blissfully charge superior forces into the maw of deadly guns rather than adopt safe positions for an easy win in exchange of fire. Those victories never feel earned. Sound, always a series high point, is still quite good in Company of Heroes 3. It has some of the best unit chatter and voice lines in the series on the Allied side. The blended Canadian-American SSF commandos are fun in action, as are the appropriately overpowered and suicidally brave Gurkha riflemen. In contrast, the German voices are rather blandly written and disappointingly acted, more stereotype than characterful dialogue. The crack of rifles and chatter of machine guns is rousing, as is the thrum of tank engines, but something about the burst of grenades and the firing of the biggest guns lacks the deafening big-budget Hollywood war movie energy I associate with Company of Heroes and Company of Heroes 2. The soundtrack gets the job done, but isn't a big attraction. I have no major critique other than that it fades into the background rather than uplifts the action. If the campaigns don't speak to you, as they did not for me, there is naturally also the skirmish mode. This is your classic RTS set of maps and matchups ranging from 1v1 to 4v4, and uses the same cornucopia of 4 well-designed factions and 14 maps as multiplayer. It's a bit annoying that there's no way to experience the unique faction designs, scenarios, and abilities of the campaign armies on demand. You can't even play a specific North Africa scenario without the whole campaign, let alone pluck a special skirmish type or fixed scenario from the Italian campaign. Those are puzzling exclusions. Unfortunately, no matter how you play, you're likely to be hampered by an uncharacteristic lack of polish and attention to detail. For every beautifully animated infantryman vaulting over a wall, there's an absolutely goofy-looking glow around a repairing tank. For every tank juddering over uneven ground or dynamically weathered in combat, there's a weirdly boxy model with subpar textures. Looking back at the quality of the first two games, it's just jarring to see. I'm not mad, Company of Heroes, I'm just disappointed. The verdict. The core of Company of Heroes 3's pair of single-player campaigns is fun, tactical RTS action of the kind the series is well known for. Battles are often spectacular in their use of terrain and the series' traditional mix of infantry and armor, and are consistently interesting, despite the lackluster AI that loves to blunder its way into an unconvincing defeat. But its campaigns are both wrapped up in big ideas and stories that just don't work out well. A buggy and frustratingly designed dynamic Italian campaign map feels like it's just wasting time between the exciting tactical battles it loosely connects. And the North African campaign's strong missions are strung together by loose stories that fail to connect. After the brilliant World War II campaigns we've seen from this series in the past, it's hard not to be disappointed in these.
Spoken Layer.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.